The Missouri Corn Update is brought to you by the Missouri Corn Growers Association and the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council. I'm your host, Michael Clements. This week we talk with Brian Sowers of Crappie Masters, and we'll hear from him in just a moment.
When it comes to professional tournament fishing, performance matters. That's why E10 gasoline blended with 10% ethanol is the fuel of choice for the pros.
Ethanol gasoline for my boat every time.
To understand the performance power of using 10% ethanol, just talk to any of the Crappie Masters tournament winners.
All Crappie Masters tournament winners have been using E10.
Made in America, better for the environment, and powering anglers across the country. Get the truth about ethanol. Check out mocorn.org.
Our guest on this week's program, Brian Sowers of Crappie Masters. And Brian, hard to believe, planting season right around the corner for farmers, but also that means it's time for crappie season again.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it is. It really is an exciting time when you have both of those combined, because agriculture has become such a huge part of Crappie Masters and the message that we take nationwide. And of course, that all started 3 years ago with a relationship with the Missouri Corn Growers Association. We got to talking about this, and one of those areas, of course, here at home, people know about the advantages and use of ethanol, but not even at home do they know about it in the marine industry. So it became a really good fit between us and the Missouri Corn Growers Association to expand the knowledge out there in the marine industry, and not just the boaters and the consumers out there, but also goes back to the back of the marine shops and those areas and those folks that just don't understand that E10 fuel is safe to use in your boat. You know, every major marine manufacturer out there approves E10 fuel use in those outboard engines. It's hard to change that mindset, but that's what this three-year promotion has done, and we hope to continue this in the future.
That partnership, as you mentioned, started here in Missouri with the Missouri Corn Growers. How has that grown just recently to encompass the nation?
Well, as a matter of fact, this year in 2017, not only are the Missouri Corn Growers Association still on board, they have been the main focus of getting this message out here, and that has continued to grow. And now what we have seen is the Renewable Fuels Association, and on a National Corn Grower Association level, these folks have come on as co-title sponsors of the Crappie Masters Tournament Trail. So this is going to allow us to expand the program that's already in place. The Missouri Corn Growers Association have put out there. We are able to offer more money that's going to attract additional anglers out there who will be using E10 fuel. It gives us more TV exposure on the subject, face-to-face promotions with consumers. Of course, the Missouri Corn Growers Association still has their wrap boat team, Kevin Jones and Billy Don Surface. But the RFA also has a new team. It's a team out of Louisiana, Terry Richard and Casey Rayner, that have a Renewable Fuels Association boat out there. So the message is not only seen just when it's driving down the road, it's seen on the water, it's seen on television, and all of these anglers are very knowledgeable in the subject of why everyone should be using E10 in their outboard and the safety of it. So we are able to expand this program to a major national level. And we think with what we're able to do between both the entities that we can really start to change the mindset, change the culture, the attitude, and the knowledge. And some of those that people thought were established policies and beliefs that were wrong, and get it right.
You'd mentioned the prizes and how you're able to expand that this year. Remind the folks out there again that incentive that anglers get for using ethanol in the boat.
You betcha. And this is really exciting too, Michael, because we have done this through the Missouri Corn Growers Association. At any tournament, the Crappie Masters, of course, now also co-sponsored by the Renewable Fuels Association and American Ethanol, puts on, any winning team that is using E10 fuel in their boat, they can win a $250 bonus on a one-day tournament. On a two-day tournament, it's $500. And who doesn't want $500 extra for using E10 fuel in their boat? To this point, in 2015, 2016, and two tournaments into 2017, I am very proud to say every winning team has been using E10 fuel in their boat, and no one, not the single person, has ever had an issue with E10 fuel in their boat.
Well, Brian, thanks so much for your time today, and here's to another successful season on the tournament trail.
We're looking forward to it, and thank you so much for allowing us to take the time. And always remember to go to crappiemasters.net, watch us on television, and follow us on Facebook. You get all the information you can imagine out there.
Again, that was Brian Sowers of Crappie Masters. Learn more about the Missouri Corn Growers Association online at mocorn.org.